More than 2 weeks after the Las Vegas massacre that left 58 dead, 14 of the wounded remain in hospitals, three in critical condition. Jamie Yukas reports the first person shot that night, a Mandalay Bay hotel security guard, has finally told his story to Ellen DeGeneres.
As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire.
A routine door check turned to terror for Jesus Campos. It happened moments after he arrived on the 32nd floor when he noticed something unusual about a stairwell door.
There was a metal bracket holding the door in place.
When you saw that, did you think, that's weird, why would somebody put brackets on a door?
Yeah, that's just out of the ordinary.
Campos took a different route back to the hallway and then radioed a maintenance engineer to check the bracketed door. Moments later, Stephen Paddock opened fire.
I felt the burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. And I was going to say that I was hit, but I got all over my cell phone just to clear that radio traffic for they can coordinate the rest of the call.
Campos took cover and then saw maintenance worker Stephen Shuck get off the elevator.
Take cover. And yelled at me, and within milliseconds, if he didn't say that, I would have got hit.
We also learned that a female guest came out a hotel room door, and Campos immediately told her to take cover. Many believe Campos diverted the gunman's attention before Paddock killed 58 people.
Run, keep your head.
Campos believes a slamming door alerted the shooter to his whereabouts. He did not clarify any of the details of the changing timeline of the shooting, including whether Mandalay Bay did in fact call police that night. Anthony, he says this is his one and only interview.
Still a lot of unanswered questions. Jamie Yukas, thanks. When we